Hey, this is Chris Cruzy. Thanks for listening to KDWA Radio.
Long as this world's been spinning, light's been fighting dark. Life's been handing out lemons, love's been breaking hearts. Yeah, history repeats itself, so if you learn one thing from that, nobody's ever won nothing from raising that white flag. When you're rock bottom, give that devil hell. If you've got problems, ain't gonna hurt to ask for help. If your back's against the wall, swing with everything you've got. If you're at the end of the road, tie a knot. We all got monsters hanging round under our beds and out on the street. So when you're taking on crazy, gotta show them how crazy you can be. Don't throw the towel, roll up your sleeves. When you're rock bottom, give that devil hell. If you've got problems, ain't gonna hurt to ask for help. If your back's against the wall, swing with everything you got. If you're at the end of the road, we'll tie a knot. When you're rock bottom, give that devil hell. If you've got problems, ain't gonna hurt to ask for help. If your back's against the wall, swing with everything you've got. If you're at the end of the road,
welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, we are going to go very in depth with our guest today, and we are going to learn all about the 4th All Saints Music Festival, which is coming up on May 20th. It's a Friday night, and it's going to be a great time. And we are so happy to have in studio with us Tim Clemens and Steve Stodden. They are on the planning committee for this event, and they have been since the very beginning. So you do this, is it every other year? Did COVID impact you at all?
Yeah, we do it every other year. Started back in 2014.
Okay.
And so we've hit 2014, 16, 18, and then 2020.
Yeah, 2020 was a weird year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of had to take a break out of our control, but we're back, 2022.
We love it. So all those years ago in 2014, what was the purpose of this event?
We are five local, out in the country Catholic churches that are pretty tight-knit, and we wanted to try to take it to a next step. Each church has their own fall festival, their gatherings and fundraisers, and we wanted to be able to join everybody together, collaborate, and make something bigger and music involved and get outdoors. And it started as a conversation in the back of the church one day, and here we are planning our fourth one.
It's pretty cool. And Tim, I know that this has been something that really you have put many, many hours in yourself. What were those early years like?
Yeah, you know, one of the keys early on was Father Stan Mader. He was trying to put together a community down there. The parishes that Steve mentioned were clustering together, so a little bit of change there. So he was pretty passionate, and he had done this before up in Mound, Minnesota. So a little bit of enough experience to guide us. A lot of research in terms of what other communities had done, other churches for fundraising. Looked into different locations. I mean, we were down in Cannon Valley Fair. We were looking at spots in Hastings and really thought Steve Bauer's place was a beautiful spot to showcase and bring this to, and them being part of the community as well. So I think we started probably planning 2013, almost 10 years ago, you know, is where some of the discussions started. But then bringing folks together, I mean, Steve's from Canon, had no idea who he was when we started, and it's just been a great journey getting to know folks in the area.
So this event is going to be on Friday, May 20th. So what does the event look like, please?
Yeah, so doors open at 6 o'clock. We'll have Chris Cruzy kicking off at 6:30. Chris is from the Baldwin, Wisconsin area, and some of you may recognize the name from The Voice. He was a runner-up 3 or 4 years ago. Since then, his career's kind of taken off. He's had like a number one iTunes hit. He's done a lot of music in the area. He's even done shows nationally or internationally for the USO and other support of our troops. So pretty well-known guy and down to earth. You know, he's got the long hair and the beard. He looks the part and just a very personable guy. So we're looking forward to have Chris on.
And then your big headliner is Gear Daddies. They have a huge following, I know. Tell about their story.
Yeah, so the Gear Daddies, they all originate from the Austin, Minnesota area, so Minnesota guys. Their big hits were from the 90s, but they continue to bring out big crowds. So typically in the spring, they do 3 sold-out shows at First Avenue in Minneapolis. So we're pretty excited to be their spring show. Hope to bring folks from around the area out to see them. So we hope it's a big draw.
We are so excited because on the phone with us, we have drummer James Billy Dankert. He's with the Gear Daddies, and they are going to be at the All Saints Music Festival at the Little Log House Pioneer Village on May 20th, which is a Friday night. As everybody knows, it is a benefit for 5 rural churches in the area, and it's just a great night. So we are so happy to have you on the phone. How's it going?
It's going great. I'm happy to be here.
Well, okay, first of all, you know what? My brother's name is James, but we call him Jim. What's up with Billy?
Well, are you ready for a long story? A long nonsense story? The first time, so, you know, I was a drummer in high school, and the band, the Gear Daddies, their drummer at that time was leaving them to go into the armed forces, and so they needed another drummer. They heard about me. They came over to my place because, you know, you usually come over to the drummer's place to practice
because
he's already got all this stuff set up. And so they came down to my basement, and they introduced themselves. You know, Nick said, hi, I'm Nick. Martin said, hi, I'm Martin. I said, hi, I'm Jim. And Martin said, can I call you Billy? And I said, sure. You know, I didn't know why. I still don't really know why. But, you know, I was just like, sure, what's in a name, you know? And we played, and I guess I got the job, and I was playing around with him for a while. And good to his word, Martin did introduce me to everyone as Billy. And so, yeah. You know, it's that kind of, I don't know, adolescent, early 20-something dude, and it's just kind of that sort of brinksmanship of like, well, he's going to introduce me as Billy. I'm going to play the game. So, yeah, I'm Billy. You know, it was just one of those things where it was just silliness. But there's a lot of that kind of silliness around this band. So it's par for the course.
Do you answer to Billy to anyone else?
Oh, yeah. I answer to Billy to most anyone who's gotten to know me through the music scene. Jim, I answer to at work, and then, you know, my family calls me Jim. But most of my friends call me Billy because I've met most of them through music.
What a funny story. Tell us about the Gear Daddies. You've been around for a while.
Yes. Well, like I said, I was in high school when I joined the band. I was in, I think, it might have been my 11th grade or senior year.
Wow.
By that point, Martin and Nick had moved from Austin to the Twin Cities. I was still in Austin at the time, but they were coming back to Austin to play a show. I think it was like a high school dance was our first show. So that was somewhere in the winter of 84, 85 was when we played that first show. So I guess, since 1985, this version of the band has more or less been together. Randy at first was living in the Twin Cities. Well, he lived in Austin for a while, too. He was our substitute teacher. We all had him in class before we were ever in a band with him. But he had moved to the Twin Cities, and then he was playing with us off and on
for the first couple of years, but then he kind of joined first, you know, full time, like 87. We locked Randy in. So.
Well, that's pretty unusual for you to be together for that long. That says a lot about your friendship, a lot about the way that you make music together. And I bet it gets easier and easier as time goes on. You almost can read each other.
Yeah, there is a component of that. It also makes it easy that we play the same songs for the last 30 years.
There's that too.
That gets easier and easier, believe it or not.
So you are going to be at the All Saints Music Festival, which is going to be at the Little Log House Pioneer Village. And before we went on the air, you said you took a peek at the venue and you were pretty impressed.
Yes, I am impressed. It looks lovely. It looks really cool. I can't wait to see it. And you told me the owner purchased the Porky's sign. I look forward to seeing that, too, if it's on display.
Oh, goodness.
I used to live a block from Porky's, and I've had my share of Porky's lunches. So.
Speaking of living a block from and lunches, what is Spam made of, please?
Well, as far as I know, I'm not sure. Nobody's sure, are they? No, I mean, yeah. I think it's all pork and salt. And that's it. I mean, as far as I know, I mean, there's probably preservatives or whatever in it, but I haven't read the ingredients on the side of the can because I haven't seen the side of a can for many, many years.
You should go and see how many different varieties they have. They had one, I think it was last year, that was pumpkin spice Spam. Yep.
Ooh.
It's a true story.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have them all on display at the Spam Museum in
yes.
my hometown of Austin, but it's been a while since I've been there, too. Although I have been to the Spam Museum, but only once. I need to get back.
Yeah, you do. You totally do. So this event is going to be on May 20th, which is a Friday night. It does benefit 5 rural churches, and it just really is a great evening of fun and food and beverages and dancing and reminiscing and evangelizing. Are you an evangelizer?
Well...
With a name like Billy, kind of seems like that's an evangelist name.
Yeah, no comment.
Okay.
On that.
That's fair. That's fair.
Whatever I'd be evangelizing for would not be, you know, whatever.
How about a good time? I always evangelize
yeah, good,
for
there
that.
There you go. I'm an evangelizer for a good time. An evangelist for a good time.
I like it. So tell us about the pandemic. Was it just a terrible time for musicians?
Yes, it was a bad time for musicians, especially, like, I have a day job. And luckily, I didn't lose it during the pandemic. And luckily, I'm one of the few who very luckily could work from home during the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
So I was extremely lucky and fortunate. But it was still, you know, it was hard because the daycares closed and my kindergartner, preschool age kid was around, you know, while you're trying to work and so on. But like for musicians who... You know, that's their full-time gig, and they don't have a job to fall back on. It's brutal. I mean, there just was no work. And, you know, people tried to make something happen online. And I know Martin had some success with that, but I don't know exactly how that went. But it's hard to believe that it was able to match what we had going on pre-pandemic. So it was a very hard time for musicians. And, you know, anyone who had to be sort of the first line of people
right.
who had to work during the pandemic. It was just an awfully hard time.
Well, all the more reason why this is going to be exciting to get together. I know that the music festival, the All Saints Music Festival, has been paused for a few years as well because of COVID. And this will be a great opportunity for people to get out and to get together, have some fun. And it really is the first party of the summer. It's a beautiful place. It's out at the Little Log House Pioneer Village. So we're real excited for this. Tell us some of the highlights of your career, please.
Well, a huge highlight was back just before they broke up and not too long before we broke up. Originally, back in the early 90s, we got to warm up for the Replacements at the State Theater. That was a huge highlight of my career. And we got to play with great bands. Like back in the day, we got to play with Soul Asylum, Run Westy Run. Still, I just went to see Run Westy Run a few nights ago, and they're just a great band. So, you know, I didn't personally play on the Letterman show because of union rules at that time, musician union rules. I couldn't drum on it. But, you know, that's got to be on the list of sort of band career highlights, is getting on the Letterman show. So that was great for us as a band, you know. So, yeah.
You know, I've known some drummers, and don't take this the wrong way, they're in a world by themselves. Yeah.
And it's a good world. It's a great world. It's a world of
what?
Of beats. It's a world of beats and a world of getting to hit things with sticks. I mean, you know. It's a great, like, sort of caveman world. You know?
But think about when you were learning to play the drums, how just torturous that must have been for your parents.
Oh, yeah, it was torture sometimes. It was really hard, but I'm so glad that I did it the way I did it. Like, I had a drum teacher who was really great, and I'm grateful for that. So
what is your day job, please?
I work in Eagan at what used to be West Publishing.
Oh,
the legal book publisher. Now, they were bought by the larger corporation, Thomson Reuters, and they're part of a big information company. They still do books, but their main thing now is information on the web.
Well, how fun. This must be just a great way to get out all your stress from your day job, is to drum with the Gear Daddies. And gosh, you've been so kind with your time. We really appreciate it. Our guest today is James Billy Dankert, and you can see him live at the All Saints Music Festival, which is going to be May 20th. It's a Friday at the Little Log House Pioneer Village in South Hastings. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
Well, it sure is. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.